soft leaders in courts. Get your ringside tickets. The openers, they came and they went. Get ready to rumble. It's time for the main event. Let me vent. Reminisce about the money I spent. Ladies and gents, loving the blueprint. I heard romance, but no finance is a nuisance. Life is lame without pocket change or loose ends. Every minute revenue reduces, and every minute born's a rapper, DJ, a producer. We in the future, it's dignity over chalupas. I can have been a hooper, but rather rip mics and go stupid. Ice chest heavy on the neck to the Gucci specs. Spit the ruggedness, but still I get the wet. Truth panning out to my respect less. Get in the contest for fresh and see who comes out the best. Ice chest heavy on the neck to the Gucci specs. Spit the ruggedness, but still I get the wet. Truth panning out to my respect less. Get in the contest for fresh and see who comes out the best.
Ladies and gents, it's time for the main event. Live and direct from the cement of him. Man, the is power, ain't got 50 cents. The champs here, what? The champs here, what? Murph EDS ain't fresh to death. Nah, crummiest left, hold your breath. Mic check, clap, clap. What's respect? Contest, I couldn't care less. Let me address with the grimy ruggedness. Introduce shoes to the Murph finesse. Fly kick, rough necks, cash bag checks. Retrospect, wordsmith in effect. I rock microphones, defy metronomes. The with the different vocal tones. I'll raise in the Thunderdome, a speaker best alone. Danone, unknown, be the EDS crank rap.
Ice chest heavy on the neck to the Gucci specs. Spit the ruggedness, but still I get the wet. Truth panning out to my respect less. Get in the contest for fresh and see who comes out the best. Ice chest heavy on the neck to the Gucci specs. Spit the ruggedness, but still I get the wet. Truth panning out to my respect less. Get in the contest for fresh and see who comes out the best.
Take charge. Why? This one just a section of perfection from P.R.T. P.I.C. They got me where they want me. Now what am I going to do? And how do I have to play? Why is God come again? Don't say. Why this one just the ounce of us to come and not so savage by far. What? Easy star.
Nice them no, nice and then no. Sweet like a wind, but bye bye. Nice them no, nice and then no. Sweet like a wind. Y'all wine up. Move on, come back up. Move up your wheels like a wrestler's teacher. They might be fit in the line up. Some pop on legs and with your new little designer. So for them I come and dance on them a whine. One pop on legs and you are doing 10 times.
Why? This one that's a feature and the teacher come for flash it again. But can the God get respected? Coach, over and over again we go and mash up the show. But then we still get neglected. No recommendation, Shahid, that's scratch it, master. Scratch it, master. Come in. Culture freedom, say him one like him crazy. What? Black man come flash when new style of fashion match the house. Yeah. It's all in the game. Yeah. G-Rock come flash when new style of dance and take it out and snatch up the day. Yeah.
shy sister, so fly right there in the front row. I love her so, but them is style too sexy. Moi, what? Easy star.
Bang, da, da, bang, chili, ba, da, bang, skang, bim. Nina, chili, di, da, di, lama, come again, love. Move it, then why miss it full on lyrics? Cause I'm a fiend that they long when you know they with get mixed. Yes, I that they long when you're showing the music. Yes, I that they long when you're from Boston come. But I'm fit for and it's a pen for this. Love some wine, then I know about this. For righteous DJ, I'm talking commies. Come in, Lego man, call you really not miss.
Come, oh what a thing, oh what a zero something. Long man, oh what a thing, oh what a zero something. Oh what a thing, oh what a zero something. Damn it, man, it's a liquor, it's a rip them all. Them a talk about them fantastic. One pop a lip large, you got a plastic. No fun them a talk about them one for them dish. It's a pop a this a lot, that's a the light dish. It's a pop a lip to man, and yes, may your spirit follow me now. Oh, what a thing, oh, what a thing, oh, something. With my man, oh, what a thing, oh, what a thing, oh, something. Young man.
Now it's a pop, now they cause a living. Every day me wake up and a job searching. So the white man in and do not know.
Yeah. He's back on air.
Is everyone all in the building?
We back on air.
We're back on air.
If you're feeling it right now, wave your hands around like you don't care.
You just don't care.
Yeah, man. So we started that last round with the song Flesh by my man DZ and Static Selecta and Murfeds. And that was a dope joint, man. You know what I mean? I like the rhythm, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I like about DJ, man. He always playing something new, you know what I mean? That I ain't never heard, you know what I'm saying? Music's always new, because if you ain't never heard it, then it's new to you. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Then we had Easy Star by, you know, some real brothers who got knowledge of self. Poor Righteous Teachers.
It's a good old joint there, you know.
Easy Star.
Easy Star. Easy Star. Some got culture, some got freedom. You know, that's the fourth principle in Supreme Mathematics. Culture, freedom. And then we had Mad Skills, The Nod Factor. Kind of like Big L. Me and Guilty was like, yo, that Big L.
Yeah. I remember that era. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, we going to play some Big L one day, though. We going to have a Big L tribute, man. You know what I mean?
No doubt. He deserves it.
You know what I mean? You know, peace be upon Big L, man. One of the illest for real, man. Like, you know?
Made it seem too easy.
I mean, really, though, right? Really, though. Oh, you got that. You playing that Shorty Low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got flavor. No, no neighbor. Yeah, to all my haters.
Shorty got flavor.
You know what I mean? Shorty Low. Rest in peace to him, too. I mean, peace for him, man. Another, you know. But, oh man, it's been a beautiful night, man, you know. That windstorms last night though.
Yeah, man, I heard like over the Gulf over there, man, that was like going over 100K, man.
100K
wind. 100K, man, like 70 steady and stuff on the island, you know, 70, 80, like.
What is that? Is that global warming?
We don't know, man. I mean, it's everywhere, bro. It's
yo, you guys remember acid rain and all that things, dude? Like, come on, man.
Acid rain, bro. Watch out for that acid rain. It's coming.
That was the 80s, man. Purple rain, man.
Oh, man. Acid rain. Look, man.
There's a hole in the ozone.
Look, man. A hole in the ozone.
You don't know about that one?
Oh, my goodness.
That was the old scare tactics before the 2000 water and the computer glitches. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness. You know. So somebody tell me how acid rain formulates.
Oh, from
the chemtrails.
Because look, rain only is in the troposphere. That's the lowest region of the atmosphere because the atmosphere has five layers, right? So where does the acid come from? I mean, during the process of water vapor, is that when it turns
acid?
Well,
they say it comes from the pollution, right? From the factories, right? And then mixed with the moisture creates the acid. And then it comes back down to the earth as rain. So they call it acid rain.
Well, I mean, there's pollution all over the world. So why isn't that happening more often?
Who says it's not?
I mean, shoot. I would think of like the most polluted place. Facts-wise would be like.
Well, it's in China, right? Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I mean, yo, shout out to China, man. Trying to make a fake sun, yo. There's some bad science.
The fake sun is there already, dog. You never seen the thing where the sunflowers don't face the sun.
Oh.
They're not facing the sun. That's what they're supposed to do. And see, you never notice how it's not so hot and things anymore? Like, yo, or even how it doesn't snow like it used to?
Boy, don't talk too soon, eh?
You talk, I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying.
Yo, there's snow up here. You know what I mean?
There's some snow up here on this mountain, boy.
My name is Chris Wilson.
And I'm here with your daily weather report.
Oh, my goodness.
And what we have is rain, more rain, wind, and more rain.
And you might have a slight possibility of hail.
Yeah, and snow at the higher elevations.
I think I think if I remember correctly, the biggest recorded piece of hail was like 30 centimeters.
30 centimeters?
It was bigger. It was like probably about 3 softballs.
Wow.
So imagine, and when it comes down, it's going at a speed of about 120 to 140 miles per hour.
Wow. Imagine that hitting your windshield.
Imagine that hitting your dome.
No doubt.
Never mind your windshield.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? You can keep the windshield, bro. Let me just, you know, have the windshield. Let me keep my dome. You know what I mean? Mm. You get cracked with that, yo. You definitely lights out. You know what I'm saying?
That's some bad vibration.
That's some bad vibration. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can you imagine that, man? You're the only one out in the field, man. It's snowing and all that. Oh, hail's man. Coming down. You get hit with that. You know what I'm saying? What are the odds? What are the percentages? You know?
It's like getting struck by lightning, man. You know? You know, and shout out to all the snow removal dudes, man. You know, I mean, I did that a few times, and it's not easy work. So, you know, when the snow does come, I want to say shout out to y'all, man, because, you know, it's a lot of work, man. Especially, I mean, you know, sure, if you in the truck, it's one thing, but my brothers is doing the labor.
Devils in
boots. Oh, man. Like, I tell you, it's heavy, you know, and especially when it keeps snowing, you know? Like, if you get paid to do, you know, some sort of plant or warehouses parking lot, and you're just like, I had to do it. It was like, wow, it just kept snowing, and we just had to keep going around and making sure the walkways were good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
While dudes were in the trucks, you know, taking care of the parking lot, right?
But yeah.
It's you know me, I've always liked the snow. You know what I mean? I always liked the snow. You know, if a past life does exist, I'd like to think I was an Eskimo. You know. I was chilling up there with the polar bears and, you know what I mean? Just me and my honey in the igloo, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, it's Vancouver has very interesting weather.
Well, we got the four seasons, man.
Do we?
We got the four
seasons. I mean, we do, but do we? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Yo, do we? You know what I'm saying?
It's one of those places where you experience the four seasons, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. So what other places don't experience four seasons?
I don't know. We'll talk about Central Canada, man. Isn't that just summer and winter? Do they have any other seasons? You know what I'm saying?
They got a spring.
Do they got spring and fall?
It's so funny, man.
Right?
I met a brother today from the Yukon, and he was telling me, like, you know, man, it's winter, a tiny hint of spring, and then straight to summer. And then back to winter.
Yeah, right?
Back to snow. You know what I mean? Just like, yo, can you imagine living in a place up north, you know what I mean, where it's, you literally get 30 days of no sun?
Yeah, it's funny you said that, man. I just seen that, actually. A girlfriend of mine, she posted that. She just said, like, I think it was yesterday or whatever, like, I don't think Alaska is going to see sun for, I forget how many days it is, like 30 plus days, I think, 25, 30 days or something, yeah. No sun.
It's real, man.
That's crazy,
it's
man.
It's a real deal, bro.
How many days of darkness? 30 days of darkness?
Yeah.
Isn't that when the vampires go up there and yam up all the people?
You remember that movie?
I thought that was a documentary.
Oh, well, there's a movie called 30 Days of Night.
Word.
Yeah. It's a dope vampire movie. It's a dope vampire joint. All you vampire fans, it's dope. Check it out. No, but that's, yeah, they actually don't have 25 to 30 days of sun. And, you know, what that's got to do for the mental. I mean, shoot, even with the dark clouds, like Meryl was talking to me yesterday, guilty on the phone, like, it's 2 o'clock, and it seemed like it was already, like, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And I'm like, you know, it's just so dark. It's so eerie. It's like, you know, like,
especially when the clock gets set back, right? Standard time, you know, you're used to, you know, daylight savings time, right? And you know, myself, I think it's funny, I just run better on daylight saving time, you know what I mean? But when it goes back to standard, man, it's like a whole mental thing. And then you see like so many accidents are happening, and and stuff, right? Because, I mean, it takes a lot of time for your body to adjust, right? You just had 6 months of, like, living, you know, on this one time zone kind of, like, frame, mind frame. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're set back an hour. And it's amazing what an hour can do to the mental, right? You know, I know you get more sleep, but at the same time, it seems like the day's a lot longer,
I mean,
right?
You know, and I mean, I don't know if you even really get more sleep, because it's like, I mean, I, we're night owls, you know? We're definitely night owls, you know? I don't think it's night owl too, right? And, me personally, my favorite time of the day is literally 3 a.m., man. I love it. And it's
when the magic happens.
Yo, man, it's so...
That's when we get to the beats and start rapping.
Yo, man, it's so, so quiet. And just, like, especially living up here on the mountain, it's just so... It's so quiet. And it's like, yes, like, this is the time where you can really, like, calm your mind and just... meditate, you know what I'm saying? It's so peaceful, you know, and it's, you know, from like 3 to like 6, you know.
That's why I like to get my workout in, you know, do my stretches, you know what I mean? You know, do a little couple hours of pumping and stretching and calisthenics, you know, and it's a good time of the morning, you know, just to ease your mind and stuff like that. Then you start your day, you know, you go back, take another nap or whatever, continue your day on, right? But it's very refreshing at that time, right? Early bird get the worm.
And it's interesting because I remember seeing something about, like, you know, brothers and sisters who work in Mexico, live in Mexico, they actually have, like, fiesta time in their hours where they work, you know what I'm saying?
And how do you call it? Siesta?
Siesta, part of not fiesta. There you go, siesta.
Siesta.
It's, yeah, to have your nap, right? That's, like, to think about that, you know what I mean? And it's like, yo, like, you know, they work hard, you know what I mean? They're hardworking people, you know what I'm saying? And that's why the American government takes advantage of them. You know what I'm saying? Peace to my Mexican brothers.
Don't the Europeans do that too? Like, they take a little time to drink a little coffee or a tea?
I believe so.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the English love their teas, you know.
From Denmark and the Netherlands, I think they apply that, right?
Yeah.
I think they do that in the Caribbean too. I mean, I remember being back home and dinner time wasn't dinner time. Like when we would even usually eat dinner in North America, it's like 5-6 o'clock after work. But back home, it's like just a little tea and a piece of bread. You're not eating heavy at night. I believe the first meal of the day was the most important, they believe, because you're going out in the day, right?
Yeah, because you want to work. So that's the time when you need that fuel. Yeah. Most definitely, man. I mean, that kind of goes back to what we were talking about many shows ago, right? But how many meals do you really need? You know what I mean? Because if you got the right fuel, you can go. I mean, shoot, bro. There's been days where I just put in like 14, 15 hours. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, it's been an amazing show tonight. Always, man. Once you know, One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. If you just tapping in, you know, we here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. We live on air. You can also stream it at the CJSF.ca website. Go to the programming section, click on the One Order 6 o'clock Blitz. You can also listen to our previous shows. And, you know, we here to just, you know, educate you, you know, also, you know, help you to become critical thinkers and not take everything on face value, you know what I'm saying? Because not everything you see is real. So, with that being said, Digi, who you shouting out tonight?
As usual, my two wonderful sons, and to everybody out there, tell the truth. The truth will always set you free.
Not all the time.
It might not set you free, but you know, you have your own health and the conscious mind to know that, you know, you're not trying to deceive somebody. I'm not trying to deceive anyone out there. I am who I am always, all the time. And you might not like me, but I will always tell you the truth. Tell the truth, people.
Peace to that.
Most definitely.
Peace to that.
Who you shall know, Guilty?
Shout out goes to all the people, you know, who made it through this storm last night, you know what I'm saying, last week and stuff like that. You know,
you know, a lot of people probably got their places flooded and all that stuff. So I'm gonna shout those people out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my Canucks, man. We gotta get it together. You know, I'm gonna shout out, you know, K-Ski. You know, hopefully that Ultra Magnetic's making some way. You know, Kava. You know what I'm saying? Doing good work out here. I'd like to give a special shout out to Junk. You know, keeping it real, my man. You know, don't change, brother. Be you. You know what I mean? And anybody else out here supporting us. You know what I'm saying? The kids. You know, all the kids we mess with. You know, beautiful people here. That's a few, man. Great place. Always helpful. Always want to help out. You know what I mean? Asking if we need anything. I like to shout that out too. You know. Priyanj, you know what I mean? One of the coordinators here, you know, real cool cat, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like to shout him out, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And we just out here building, man, you know?
100%, man, you know what I mean? Shout out to the Soca Lounge, you know what I'm saying? They next door to us, you know? For all of the black youth there, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody else on the campus who's listening, you know what I mean? You know, shout out to my older, shout out to my sister, shout out to my young brother, King Wise, you know what I mean? Shout out to Kay Hill, you know, also shout out to Junk, you know what I mean? Dope person, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, shout out to the, you know, peace to the gods, peace to the earth, as always, and 106 o'clock blitz, man, we love y'all, peace.
Hold on, I got one more shout out, bro.
Okay.
I like to say, you know, big up to Holiday, you know what I mean? Holiday and Cindy, you know what I mean? They went down to Belize, got married again. I don't know, is that the 10th time? But yo, you know, he obviously does. I just want to shout out my boy, you know what I'm saying? Peace to Cindy and Holiday. And he's in Paris right now enjoying his fruits. His honeymoon.
Got to get to Paris.
So I like to shout him out, you know what I'm saying?
Got to get to Paris.
Eiffel Tower!
Got to get to the Eiffel Tower.
Bonjour.
One order, we gonna give you that power.
Bonjour, bonjour.
Au revoir, man. Peace.
Peace.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the
classic.
I'd like to return to the classic.
Can't buy this. Super flyness, like a shyness. Your highness is performing. Look how long the line is. It's what happened. You make shit. Timeless. That's what happened. These rappers is the pioneers. What do it take to be a legend like Nas is? I'm so novice. I'm so polished. I got a right to be a little bit snobbish. I did a little bit of college semesters. It took two like Rybase to let me figure out this wasn't my place. The beat slow till you listen to my pace. Cause I be killing shit, but that's evident. And y'all feeling it, but I expected it. If it's classic, it's gonna last forever. Then I'm everywhere you never been and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Fly straight classic, classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Times. I'm everywhere you never been and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Fly straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Hold the fort down, represent to the fullest. Nas, I rock well.
Perseverance. See the fake hustler rapper to them, it hurts to hear this. Oh, you went platinum, yeah, that's nice. Now let me see you do the same thing twice. Three times, four times, then a couple of more times. Please, your amateur night, it's showtime. It's one life to live, so live it the best you can. The world could use one less man. Not enough air, not enough car factories to manufacture new vehicles, sedans, and vans. When they do make the whip, you're like your chips ain't right. By the time you could afford it, the car ain't important. In the streets I'm in, it's just iron. Cops keep firing in my environment. Leaving your slump, then they drive home. Far from the hood, brothers, they eager to jump on. I like to be the wall that they toast up on. I like to see them fall, guilty for doing wrong. I'm classic like the Air Ones, the hustler shoe. That's what I'm accustomed to, yeah.
Classic.
Live straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Times. I'm everywhere you never been and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Live straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Of course, we have Blastmaster KRS-One.
criminal minded. You, y'all, don't be blinded. Me, I got no jewels on my neck. Why? I don't need them. I got your respect. KRS-One.